This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tony Cox. Okay, by now, you've probably torn up that big Powerball ticket. You were not one of the two lucky Americans with the winning $500 million scrap of paper. Oh, well, maybe next time. We've all heard, though, that lots of people who do win the lottery handle their winnings badly. But you know what? That's not true of everyone. Sandra Hayes won $6 million, that's after taxes, back in 2006. She split a $224 million jackpot with a bunch of coworkers. And because she made some smart financial decisions, today she's still in the money. Hi, Sandra.
Hello.
Nice to have you with us. Also with us, Susan Bradley. She is a financial coach and the founder of the Sudden Money Institute in Florida. Susan, welcome to you as well.
Thank you.
So, Sandra, let's start with you. After the initial shock, it had to be that, I'm sure, and excitement of winning wore off, what sort of tough personal financial decisions did you have to make about what to do with all that money?
Well, I had to make a decision as to where I was going to invest my money, how much, and I had to, come up with a budget that I can live on a monthly basis.
Can you describe, Sandra, briefly your financial situation just before the lottery win? I mean, were you working? Were you in, debt? What?
Okay, I was employed. I was a social worker. I worked for the Department of Social Services, Child Support Enforcement. My income was like $25,000 a year. It wasn't very much, I live paycheck to paycheck. Sometimes I'll have to rob Paul to pay Peter.
Yeah, I know
but
that.
But I survived.
But I'm assuming you don't have to do that anymore.
No, actually, what I do, I live off of a fixed income. And I budget my money carefully. All my extravagant spending, I did that when I first won, such as paying off my house, paying off my student loans, because I had three of them.
Now, that's not extravagant. Extravagant is buying a boat or, something like that. Did you do that?
I did. I bought a used boat, a bass boat. I bought a new car, a Lexus, and then I purchased a new home, my dream home.
All right. So you got that out of your system, and now you've sort of calmed down and you're living on a managed income.
That's correct.
All right. Let's bring Susan in here. What is the biggest challenge for people who come into so much money so quickly?
It's interesting. There's an adjustment period. Reinvention is what we call it. We say that when money changes, life changes. So it's managing change, and that can be stressful. And it sounds like Sandra did a good job of absorbing the shock of new money and then figuring out how to place the money that she did win into a position to support a life that she wanted to live long term. That's not easy to do. In fact, most people go through a series of regrettable decisions.
Give me an example of the kind of, bad decisions people face and sometimes make initially.
Well, sometimes they seem to be positive at the beginning. They want to share money with other people, and they start to give money away. It could be to their church. It could be family. And if you don't know the boundaries of the money, if you don't know what it's going to take to create the lifestyle that you would like to live, even though it may be modest, you need to do that first. Sometimes people give it away and then there's not enough left over. Sometimes giving it away, really ruins relationships too. It doesn't always go in the direction that you want it to go in.
Oh, yes. I most definitely ran into that situation. But mainly it was strangers that I did not know. They fell out of the woodwork asking for huge, substantial amount of money. Now, I did give some money to family members, but it was not a huge amount. There's that gift tax clause. And I think in Missouri at the time it was $10,000. So what I did give was less than that. And once I did what I wanted to do, I learned to say no to people without feeling guilty.
Susan, that's a hard thing for people to learn to do, isn't it?
It is. What happens with a lot of people, and Sandra, I bet it happened with you too, is that when you find out you win, your whole body, your mind functions differently. You have a cognitive disconnect in your brain.
Did that happen?
Yes, it did.
Absolutely it did, huh?
Yes.
Sandra made reference to the gift tax. So, Susan, how big a deal is that in terms of organizing quick cash in a way that can work to the benefit of the person who was lucky enough to win it?
It's a big deal. It's an estate planning topic to have. Sometimes lottery winners will share their ticket before they claim so they don't have to worry about the estate planning part and the income tax part for someone else. So there's a lot of planning that should go in at least a month before the ticket is claimed.
When people do win this kind of money, you talked about it changing them, but it doesn't prevent them from continuing to try to get that type of infusion of cash over and over again if they can, does it?
No, it doesn't, and there's nothing wrong with that. Once you learn how to manage large amounts of money, you know, why not? It's just you don't want to live your life hoping that that next jackpot comes in. Money changes us, and probably in a very good way if you're conscious and you're aware and you have good people around and you can anchor into your values. It can be wonderful. It sounds like Sandra did a beautiful job with it.
Did you buy a Powerball ticket for the one that we just had?
I bought 10 Powerball tickets, and I did not hit one number.
Didn't hit anything.
No.
Sandra Hayes blogs about her experience winning the lottery at sandrahayes.authorsexpress.com. Susan Bradley is author of Sudden Money, Managing a Financial Windfall, and founder of the Sudden Money Institute. Thank you both for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.